Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the gold medal game on Saturday and the one on Sunday with the women.
Yeah.
Both fantastic.
I didn't see the number on the gals. The men's peaked at 23 million people.
Yeah.
Average 19.5 or something.
That's big boy.
It was awesome.
Boy numbers.
Well, and it was really exciting. Like I a lot of messages and people were talking on social media about the way it's officiated. Mm-hmm. And just the flow of the game is so much better than the NBA.
It's way better. How do we do that here?
Well, stop blowing the damn whistle every 5 seconds.
Can we just do that then?
No, we can't.
Why not? I like this a lot better. You're right. There was a way better,
way more
consistent
fun.
Flow to the game.
Yes. And fewer free throws and more, you know, just getting after each other.
Yep.
But, yeah, USA wins.
USA!
It was awesome. It was. Both of them were awesome.
And it was cool because, like, I was watching that, and like I said, it felt like the U.S. was in complete control. They'd been up by, you know, 9-10, and I actually liked that it got tight because as I was watching, I was kind of thinking to myself, oh, you know, they put them to bed here. And
it looked like they were going to win by 20.
They were going to win, and then, like, all of a sudden, they were kind of hanging around, and then the U.S. got sloppy, and the France scored a couple, and then all of a sudden, the pucker factor set in, and now it's like, okay, it got real, and I don't know if the U.S., the players would think this, but from a fan standpoint, I don't care about legacy or anything. I would rather that than see them pull away by 20. Maybe more impressive if you want to talk about history, but the way that ended and having that moment,
100%,
dude, that's way better than beating France by 20.
Well, it was the same with the Serbia game.
Yes.
You know, it's better those ways than them winning by 30, like the dream team. Mm.
Conspiracy? Did they try to not win them by that much?
They're like, hey, Steph's like, guys, I really need this.
Keep him close.
You know, my four titles and greatest shooter of all time. Like, I need a little something else on my resume. So can we just, trust me, guys, I got this. Let's just blow the lead here.
He is one of the most thrilling athletes that I've ever watched. This is just my opinion. But guys that I really had to tune into in my lifetime, I can count on one hand. Of course, I was a huge George Brett guy, but I was a Royals guy. But if I go Bo Jackson, who was must-see TV, I think for the country, but I was in it then when he played for the Royals. Like that was, I mean, it was, you turned up the volume when Bo was up there.
Sure.
You wanted to see everything he did. Him, a little Barry Sanders, certainly some Tiger Woods. And, you know, I guess you could argue for me, Barry Bonds. Like peak steroid Barry Bonds was a must-see TV to watch him hit. And Steph Curry. Those guys right there are the, for just, again, my opinion, they were must-see. They were the only, they were so thrilling that they were the only must-see TV guys that I've watched and I've really appreciated watching over the years.
Well, what I appreciated about this Olympic run and I like rooting for the U.S. I think it's fun. Even if not everyone's on board, that does bum me out a little bit. But I think Colin went on a big rant today about, you know, why the Olympics were so popular and some of the Copa and the different soccer tournaments is that people are tired of hearing about how everything sucks and they just want to watch something and feel good. And I think with the Olympics especially, we all got a chance to do that. And certainly the U.S. had plenty of cool stories, and there were some international ones as well. But for me, watching this, I appreciated that we all got a final, and I know that they're not all done, but we kind of got collectively to have an attaboy to LeBron, KD, and Steph. Because this is their last run here, and they'll all be out of the league in a few years. And I just don't know if there is a full-on appreciation for just how good those three guys are. I mean, you are talking about three of the all-time greats, including, for some people, the best of all time. And Steph Curry is so good, and I don't think Durant gets his flowers. I really enjoyed watching them carry this Olympic team. And
well, they didn't the whole time.
They did for the most part.
LeBron Steph did. LeBron carried it early.
Steph certainly did not.
Edwards joked that he only showed up in Paris 3 days ago.
Well, Steph, in the last two games, Steph had 60 points, I think, on 26 shots.
He was 17 of 23 from deep.
That's just stupid good.
But early on, he was doing nothing.
He was doing nothing.
And missing everything.
To me, this meant something more to me, the fact that the big guys were KD, LeBron, and Steph. Had it been Devin Booker, who was fantastic, and I love that Steve Kerr was like, dude, give that guy his credit.
He deserves some.
But, you know, had it been Booker, Anthony Edwards, who I love, and then let's say, Embiid, right? If those three had been the main guys, as fun as this was, it wouldn't have been this. The fact that it was old-ass LeBron James giving everyone the, I can still do this. The fact that it was Kevin Durant being like, oh, yeah, by the way, one of the greatest scorers of all time and the greatest Olympic player of all time. And then Steph at the end, after there were national people being like, does Steve Kerr have the balls to bench Steph Curry? Saving their ass two games in a row. I'm sorry. That was like, that's scripted movie stuff. And I love seeing the old dads kind of be the catalyst one more time. I thought it was awesome.
The cream rises to the top.
Yes, all three of those guys.
Well, you Steph. Mentioned too the just being able to root on America and like and feeling good about that, not complaining about everything. Kevin Durant was asked specifically about patriotism and playing for Team USA, and he said a lot of BS happens in our country, but a lot of great things happen for us too.
Yes, I've said all the time. My favorite quote is, "There's nothing wrong with America that can't be solved by what's right with America," And to in a lesser, you know, I know.
That was the great Bill Clinton.
That was, and I know, and I just.
You hate that.
I hate it.
Yeah, you hate that.
I've actually started lying when people ask me.
Who said that? Oh, Donald Trump.
Mark Twain.
I think I lie and started saying, like, it's Eisenhower. Because no one, there's like, Eisenhower. They're like, yeah. Because anytime you say Bill Clinton, then, you know, you're like, ah, damn it. Yeah. But I love that quote. And like, I know some people were piling on, which again, just felt totally crappy. But I thought Brittany Griner crying for the national anthem was awesome.
It was special.
And you know, and instead of people digging at her and being like, what do you think now, you dumb bitch? How about just an appreciation? Oh, believe me, the internet was so ugly. I saw a thread with her crying on the, and it was so bad.
Wait, the internet was ugly?
The internet was ugly.
No way.
I thought that was a really touching moment.
Well, whatever, she said, my country fought to get me back.
Yes, and I thought that was absolutely beautiful. And I'm dusty in here. I thought it was amazing.
Am I the only one that didn't know she didn't really play all that much on that team?
Yeah.
Like, I only watched them in the gold medal game, I had no. By the way, why is Caitlin Clark not out there, first of all? That's insane
to me. That's a whole other.
That is insane to me, but I know that's been debated. But
Caitlin Clark is white!
Interesting to watch their rotate. Like, I didn't know that Brittany Griner wasn't,
she wasn't
that big part of that big of a part of their team.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my man, Steph. And by the way, somebody just pointed out on the text line, and I didn't notice it until I looked over there, because half the time I can't see Buck. He's hidden behind my computer screen. He's got a night-night shirt on. A Steph Curry night-night shirt.
Oh, that's right. Really?
And it's not brand new.
That's fantastic.
Oh.
My brother got it for me after he did it to the Celtics in the NBA Finals.
I didn't see that either.
He'd done the night-night celebration before, and there's a local company, Warriors World, that makes designs like this.
And, did you see the, and I may butcher this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it's pronounced nuit. Nuit, nuit.
I think
the
it's
French word for
nuit,
night.
Nuit, I think.
Is nuit, nuit?
Because I think it's like in French nuit. They don't do the T.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Nuit, nuit. Okay. Did you see the story behind the nuit, nuit headshirt or sweatshirt that he had on?
I know the guy who designed it.
Yeah, so that guy I think he's an American guy.
Yeah, he's from Denver. His name's Mike Fogg.
Yeah, Mike Fogg. So Fogg met Curry several years ago, and I guess the Currys have an appreciation for his design work, and he designed the Nui Nui sweatshirt specifically for Steph Curry to wear after they, you know, he put it on after they won the gold medal.
Yeah.
And of course the night night thing is Steph Curry's bit, but he made it Nui Nui for because they're in Paris. And I guess his phone and you know, his messages started blowing up with people that wanted the Nui Nui sweatshirt that Curry was wearing. It's a one of one.
Huh.
He designed that only for him.
He should design more because my guess is he would sell a lot.
Well, he said he didn't want to.
Huh.
He said that was not the idea. The idea was I wanted to do something special for Steph. We've developed a friendship and I gave him that to throw on if they won the gold, and
that's
he did.
Awesome.
And
but he could make a couple million bucks now, and I know that he just got married, and he and his wife are trying to buy a house. I think that might be a good idea.
Shockingly, it's not for sale, although he did say that there are a bunch of Nui Nui knockoffs out there right now that people are trying to buy.
By the way, I just looked it up. Oh, my God. Like, those sweatshirts, there are 8 million of them knockoffs for sale right now.
That's not the real one.
No, it's not.
At any rate,
and people don't care because they'll just. This is like the Hawk Tua thing. People will buy the knockoff.
I would like to report that my man Steph.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Only player ever, one player ever, 35-point game in college, 35-point game in the NBA, 35-point game in the Olympics. He's the only one.
Fun little stat.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And you may say, well, guys don't stay. Well, Jordan was there. I mean, the old school guys played in college.
Yep.
And nobody's ever done that except him.
Well, and in the Olympics, you know, it's shorter games. You don't play as many minutes, but that, you know, I don't care. That's an amazing stat. And he...
In the clutch, he is so freaking fun to watch, dude. He just chucks.
Did anyone else do that? Why are you... Great shot.
Did you see the still of him draining that three over Wembanyama?
Yes.
Did you see that?
It's amazing.
It's an Ansel Adams.
Wemby fully extended jumping is like 17 feet tall. He shot it over the Eiffel Tower and it didn't matter.
So good.
And there was a...
WTF shot you're talking about, there's the still frame of that with LeBron with his hands up wide open and Durant with his hands up wide open. And you're saying that like... Any other player in the world denying those two guys open, but yeah, go ahead. Do your thing.
And they said, like, in the interview afterwards, Steph even kind of mentioned that one. Even he was kind of like, yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
Heat check. Look, I'm hot. Let's get one up.
I love when, because Lillard used to do that too. You love when a guy's just feeling it and he shoots just the worst shot in the world. And in the back of your mind for a split second, you're like, oh my, that's great. Keep doing it.
Man. He is so... I'm going to miss him so much. Yeah. What he's done for that league. Yep. He is so exciting. And LeBron is great, and Durant is great, but I just don't think those guys are as fun to... Like, LeBron's got a thing that hurts him if you're talking about the smoothness of Jordan versus LeBron.
Because he's just such a...
Yes.
He's just such a freight train going downhill.
He's just a tank, and it's like not that exciting. Yeah. He's just unstoppable. He's amazing. Yeah. LeBron, I think I said this last week. I think it's worth repeating. LeBron may be... underrated.
I know.
We do not give him enough credit for how freaking unbelievable that guy is.
He's almost 40 years old.
He's rolling out there with a gray beard and terrible hair plugs. He's almost 40, and he is the reason they won the gold, him and Steph. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's...
You gotta love that dude.
It was
well, you don't
cool.
have to. But.
Well, like I said... I can't say that I've ever been the biggest KD fan. I can't say that I've ever been the biggest LeBron fan.
Yeah,
I do
KD has done a few things for his rep
yeah.
with this
and,
run.
And that was mine. Like, I used to really like Kevin Durant, and I was like, oh, yeah, what a cheese butt. Like the
Well, he is a cheese
he
butt.
He is a cheese butt.
Come on.
But
so is LeBron.
I will tell you, I walked away from this. I just like with a newfound, it gave me license to be like, dude, I love those guys. To the point I told you, I bought a Kevin Durant workout shirt.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm not wearing any.
I was looking for the Steph Curry thing, but I couldn't find
one. Dude, I'm not wearing any Patrick Reed gear, okay? But when he was on the Ryder Cup team, fist pumping, leading the charge, yeah. I'm all about that.
Yeah, it's a very subtle. It's just a Nike long sleeve workout shirt. And then in the corner, there's the little KD logo. So it's not the nine-eight. It's a subtle, but I appreciate Kevin Durant, and I think lately, obviously, everyone piles on that guy, and he
brings a lot
awesome.
Of it on himself.
I know,
and that's another reason why I love Steph is he's just a normal dude,
a normal guy,
been great off the court.
Yeah, got to embrace Shaqiri Richardson after the game too.
Friends with. Our producer Ryan Buckley, who
how
should,
lucky Steph is.
Just saying,
Buckley should be getting him on tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's it.
All right, what's the latest with Jordan Chiles medal? We'll get to that next on the Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.